Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In this fast-paced world, how can two busy women generate enough content to fill their weekly podcast? The answer is simple. By dabbling in the dark arts. Each week, armed only with a Ouija board, a microphone, and a complete disregard for the safety of their own souls, Charlie and Zoe conduct a mind-bending seance, recording conversations from the beyond for your entertainment. We'll hear sensational snippets from distant dimensions, from strange and unexplored universes, and from the ghouls that haunt the most terrifying locations in the UK, within a 10-minute drive of Zoe's flat. This is Seance Cast.
Episode 10, the finale.
Welcome to the season finale of Seance Cast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Charlie. Today we're holding our seance at... Wait. What is this place?
Well, we wanted to celebrate our final episode of the series with a night out on the town. So I tried to find somewhere that would match both of our interests. Charlie likes themed nightclubs, something novelty. We're talking tiki bars, circus acts, wet t-shirt contests.
It wasn't a wet t-shirt contest. I just sweat a lot.
And I like a nice, quiet, grown-up jazz bar where I can sip a teeny. So, as a compromise, I've found London's only jazz bar housed in a former children's soft play area.
Ooh, a clarinet trio and a ball pit.
That's right. Welcome to Blues Balls.
Now, Zoe, I do appreciate your efforts, but I will say this whole place has a big paedophile energy.
Yeah, I agree. That Watch Your Children sign reads really differently when it's hanging above four old blokes in stained trench coats.
Nah, it doesn't matter. We're here to celebrate, let loose, hit the slide, and most importantly,
not get too drunk.
We don't want a repeat of what happened last time.
Oh, come on, it wasn't that bad.
Zoe, we had six Sambucas and opened a portal to hell.
Yeah, and it was great. I had a great time.
Yeah, me too. But can we not tonight? I didn't want to say before because I know how nervous you get, but there's a big time podcast producer who said she might swing by tonight to talk to us about buying the show. And I really, really want to sell out. I've had too much integrity for too long. Now, I want money.
I'm with you. I want to crawl into the cozy pocket of Big Pod and stick my head out the top like a pen lid.
So we've just got to keep it sensible until she arrives. We have to make a good impression.
Fine. I guess we should take off these girls just want to open portals to hell t-shirts then.
You can wear a t-shirt without acting on it immediately. We've been over this.
Let's just set up the Ouija board then.
As we've said before, the board isn't just for speaking to ghosts. It also picks up transmissions from other worlds, scenes from alternate universes.
And messages from hell.
No, Zoe, don't even bring up hell. We're not having anything to do with hell tonight.
Fine. When anything comes through, we'll hear this noise.
Shall we do the incantation?
Party spirits from worlds afar, we summon you into this bar. We'll get you beer, come hang with us, but only ghouls of 18 plus.
Hey kids, love theme parks?
Yeah!
Even the long queues for rides?
No way!
Then come to Disneyland, where this fall, we're launching our brand new Faust Pass.
What's that?
It's all the fun rides you love with none of the boring waiting you hate. That is, if you're willing to make a deal with the devil.
Hey, Mom, it says there's a 2-hour line for the roller coaster.
Oh, I don't know, sweetie. That seems like a really long wait.
Unless you're okay with your cousin's cancer coming back.
Well, sure. Why not? We aren't that close. And then we'll have time for ice cream.
Trade time with family for family time.
Daddy, can we go on the log flume again?
Sorry, kiddo. The line's too long.
What about your mother, Steve? At this point, she barely remembers you anyway. But Tommy will look back on this special day for the rest of his life.
I suppose we could speed up Grandma's dementia a bit. Her memories for his memories? Seems like a fair trade.
Yay!
Climb aboard.
Oh, well, it's home time at last.
And what a fun day we've had. Hey, kids? Kids? Sharon? Where are the kids? Little Timmy?
I wanted to go on the spinning teacups.
And little Susie?
It was the runaway train, third time around.
Come on, let's just find the car and go home.
I can't seem to remember where we parked.
Oh, you thought you'd just be able to find your car, did you? I should have mentioned, the Faust Pass isn't free. In fact, it's the ultimate prize.
No! I swear we were parked in G23!
There is no G23. You mean G32?
Disneyland's Faust Pass.
Welcome to hell.
This drinks menu isn't doing much to help the sex offender vibe in here. Little Fiddle, late night lick.
Ooh, maybe I'll have a backdoor slide.
Zoe.
What? They're all jazz terms, I think. I say we start at the top and work down.
No, just the one. Or maybe two. But remember what we said.
No portals to hell.
Hi, are you Dave Love?
Yes, he is I.
I'm Detective Inspector Marshall. I'm afraid I've got some bad news. Your girlfriend Jessica has been involved in a fatal hit-and-run accident.
Wow. I mean, I wouldn't say she's technically my girlfriend.
I know this must come as a huge shock, but...
I mean, sure, we live together, but that's because I'm in between places right now.
It says in her records that you've both resided at this address for 6 years.
Yeah, but it's a pretty casual arrangement.
You're listed as her next of kin?
She must have done that by accident.
Right. In any case, I'm going to have to ask you to come down to the station to identify the body.
Maybe call her parents? I just think that's something a serious boyfriend would do, and I don't want to give you guys the wrong idea. Oh, sorry. I'm just waiting for a food delivery, and I think it might be them. Hello? Yeah, I thought she was a pretty cool chick too. Cleanest flatmate I ever had.
And to think she was hoping the two of you would get married this year.
Yikes, oh, that's a bit serious, isn't it?
Well, now you've got the house and the dog and the three kids, I guess it seemed like the obvious next.
Yeah, the thing is, I'm just trying to keep my options open. Anyway, I've got to go. The police are here.
As I said, I do need you to come down to the station with me immediately.
Oh, slow down, mate. Don't you think you're coming on a bit strong? We've just met, and you're already asking me out on a date.
No, I'm asking you to look at a body. This isn't a date, Dave.
Oh, well, if it's a casual thing, let's have some fun.
Cheers! You know what? I'm really warming up to this place. That drink was strong. The room's already spinning.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't be sitting on a roundabout.
Did you order this cheese plate?
Oh. No, I just had an old brie in my bag and it melted onto the Ouija board.
Classy.
It's been fun doing this series, hasn't it? Seeing new places, going on little adventures outside of our usual life, like to your work.
Yeah, and your work.
And the park next to my house.
And the graveyard next to mine.
Now I think about it, we haven't actually been anywhere new then, have we?
No, but honestly, I wouldn't really enjoy it. I like what I like.
Yeah, me too. To us.
You know what would round this out nicely? Just one tiny little portal to hell.
No, Zoe, not tonight. The producer could be here any minute and we really need to impress her.
Name me one thing more impressive than a portal to hell.
What about that trick where you throw a water bottle in the air and it lands upright?
Other than that?
No, no portals to hell. Should we have a little fiddle instead?
What?
The drink.
Oh, yeah, go on then.
And then my bra ended up on the roof of the camper van. Ladies, I just want to say, I'm so excited that you can all be here for my hen do. Let's party!
Great speech, Hayley. Can I just quickly grab you for a second? Everything okay, Jenna?
Not really. Listen, this is going to sound mad, but I've been reliving this bridal shower over and over again. It's like I'm stuck in an infinite time loop.
Oh dear, have you had too much Prosecco?
No, every day it's the same. I wake up and I'm here at this pottery painting cafe. We eat cupcakes with our faces on them, drink gin from antique teacups, learn a little dance, and then it all starts all over again. Look, in 10 seconds, a man in a police hat is going to come to our table and say, "Did someone call the stripper force? I mean, police force. Oh, forget it. I'm your waiter, Simon."
Did someone call the stripper force? I mean, police force. Oh, forget it. I'm your waiter, Simon.
How could you possibly?
I told you. It's repeating over and over again every moment. Next, Liz is going to pick up those fluffy handcuffs and shout, "I know what I'd like to do with these.
I know what I'd like to do with these."
It doesn't even make any sense. What does she mean? She wants to use handcuffs during sex. Yeah, that's the point.
Look, Jenna, if you're not enjoying my hen do, you can just say, and I'll take back my personalised dressing gown and your fluffy handcuffs and throw your monogram lavender sachet in the bin.
Fine, take them back. I'll get new ones as soon as the time loop resets anyway. Look, next Karen pulls some shots and says, "Here's to your sexy hubby-to-be, Pete."
"Here's to your sexy hubby-to-be, Fred."
Hang on, who's Fred?
My fiancé.
Well, who's Pete?
That's Liz's fiancé. We were at her hen do last week. Actually, last week wasn't Liz, it was Karen, who's also marrying Pete, a different Pete. But to be fair, they do look exactly the same.
So, I'm not in a time loop. Everything doesn't reset.
No, you're just a woman in your mid-20s. But I get it. We've all felt like that. I've played so much crazy golf, my handicap is down to 1. In real golf.
Oh my God. I've killed a lot of people.
Please, Charlie, let's just open the portal. It'll be quick.
No, you always say that and it's never quick. You start by opening one little portal to hell, and the next thing we know, we're waking up in the Vatican covered in ectoplasm. And I've got work tomorrow. Plus, the producers are going to be here soon.
Ah, ladies, one big noodle and a fingering session?
Yeah, right here.
I'm having a rim shot next.
Disgusting. Cheers!
Cheers!
Hi, kids. Thanks for joining me. I'm astronaut Helen Parker, and this is a special video for primary schools. Me and my colleague Richard Bailey...
Hi, Helen.
...are going to tell you about life on the International Space Station. Some things you might take for granted on Earth are much harder up here. Number one, conserving energy.
We don't shower up here. Every morning we wash ourselves with a damp towel. Conserving as much water as possible is important, as it pleases the space demon Crawl-Dathu.
Number two, missing home. It's true that sometimes we miss home on the ISS. Most of us stay up here for over 100 days, although in space, there are no days.
Crawl-Dathu thinks the human calendar is a corruption of the natural order.
Number three, maintaining bone strength.
We need to do special exercises to maintain our bone strength in zero gravity.
Weak bones displease, Crawl-Dathu.
Number four, eating breakfast. Most of our food comes in squeezy tubes. It's hard to get good cheese, but up here we have to eat what we can find.
Hey, has anyone seen Gary?
Number five, keeping busy. Who does which job on the ISS? Well, we have a chore wheel to decide who unclogs the air vents, who does the maintenance spacewalk,
and who is sacrificed to the almighty space demon Crawl-Dathu.
All hail almighty Crawl-Dathu.
Number six, finding virgins for the sacrifice. It's tough, but somehow we always manage it.
Oh my God, did you guys sacrifice Gary?
Number seven, mourning those who've been lost to the sacrifice.
And I didn't know if it deserved its own number. But sometimes we pick up absolute 80s on the radio receiver. It's a real ball ache.
Can you turn that down? Gary's dead.
Okay. It's pretty late. I don't think she's coming.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. We can sell out another time.
Yeah.
So, does this mean that we can...
Go on, then.
Yes, we're doing it. We're opening a portal to hell. Right, here we go. Shots for all. Drinks on the house. Let's open up a big hell mouth.
Excuse me, are you Zoe and Charlie? My name's Michelle and I'm a podcast producer from...
Zoe?
Yes, Charlie?
Did the podcast producer just get swallowed into the portal to hell?
Yeah, looks like it.
Okay, well, you win some, you lose some.
You end up in hell.
And that's showbiz, baby.
Do you think she's going to want to have another meeting?
Probably not.
All right, well, I guess we should call it a night.
Yeah.
Shall I order an Uber? Ooh, or we could ride one of those flying hell demons.
Nah, they always make me feel travel sick.
Well, listeners, thanks for hanging out with us this series. No one else will.
We'll see you next time. Bye!
Sales Past was written and performed by Charlie Dinkin and Zoe Tomlin, with additional material from Alva Cup, Kate Hinksman, and Catherine Brinkworth. It was performed by Malian Reese, Manisha Odedra, Toussaint Douglas, Alison Fierscott, Kat Bond, Kyle Smith-Briner, Amy Sutton, Amy Gladwell, and Jenna Owls. The producer is Benjamin Sutton, and it is a Hat Trick production. The executive producer for the series was Claire Walton. If you enjoyed the series, subscribe and leave us a review, or we'll start a letter writing campaign against you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.